The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Like fights at high schools, they talk about.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know,
crazy.
You could get away with a lot more back in those days.
Yeah,
those days.
There's
are
just
over.
A lot more going on. You know, there's just a lot more of it.
Well, and I think there's just a lot more coverage. There's nothing to hide behind. There's no anonymity, you know. Everyone's got a Facebook page.
I just think that there's no, it's a story now. That's just a story. Before, right. Like, you know, like you got your ass beat on the way home from school. Like, fuck, you know, you're 13. You got your ass beat on the way home from school. Yo, welcome to fucking Earth, you know? Like, get used to it because it's getting harder when you graduate, son. Have a good day, you know?
That's
like,
probably shit. A good lesson for you.
Well, here's how you hit back, you know? Mm-hmm. Here, go for the feet, and when they're shocked, hit them in the neck.
Right.
You know? Jesus. Like, fuck, yeah.
Wow. Different times.
Yeah. Well, my dad taught me how to fight. Seriously, that was like his solution to me getting like in stuff in the neighbor, in the schoolyard when I was like third grade. You know, here's how to make a punch. Don't do it like that. You know, do it like that. Mm-hmm. And just the basic stuff.
Right. You break
like,
your thumb.
Don't back down. You know, once they know that you'll run from them, you're going to deal with them forever. You've got to stand up. And he was always secretly pleased when I'd get in a fight at school or something. My father was.
Right. I feel like that was a thing. Dad would be like,
much to my mother's dismay, but he was always secretly pretty pleased with that.
Oh, boy. I haven't really been in any serious fight ever.
These were not serious. I mean, you know.
Well, compared to nowadays.
It would be, but they're not serious fights. You know, no one was hurt. Yeah. Really.
Well, that is interesting. That is a fascinating anthropological study.
But we're here for some other reason, I believe, than scrolling through my corridors of discontent.
Oh, that's fucking metal as fuck right there. Corridors of discontent.
That's right. We're here for a different reason altogether, but it does kind of have to do with metal this time. Surprise, surprise. This is another episode of
Hit
or Shit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is where the idiots judge music.
We do.
Because we know. We know, and we want you to know that we know. And yes, we're very prescriptive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you what to think.
Mm-hmm. You don't got to even turn your brain on once.
Nope.
Just get the headphones on and just shut her down completely except for the running lights.
That's
you
right.
know, just got to lay there. And when you wake up, you think what we do.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
It's beautiful.
It's perfect.
It's
one of us. One of us. One of us. One of us. One of us.
And joining us on this episode of Hit or Shit is Aaron Starn.
Is it going to slap? Is it going to hit? Or going to take a big old shit?
Oh, that's right. Hitting us with the bars.
I'm dropping bars.
You're dropping mad
Excuse
fire.
Me, did you drop something? Because I think it was bars.
Excuse me, did you drop this?
Bars?
Bars?
White people
having fun.
So white.
Hi, Jim. Did you see those bars I just dropped?
Yeah.
Can't wait to go to the hockey game later.
Was that a Snickers? Because that was sure a bar there. That fuck me. All right, we're gonna stop with that.
Wow.
We're gonna stop with that. And today, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, we're going to forget that that happened so that I can continue to talk.
I'm trying. I'm pushing it away.
All right, just black it out.
Pushing it
it's
down.
It's all good.
I'm trying to focus on my breathing.
Yeah,
was
that's a good
a delicious caramel peanut butter
No, don't.
that you placed upon the floor, or were you dropping a bar?
Was that 100 grand you just dropped? Was that what that was? No. Oh, we like
chocolate.
To have blood.
It's a riff on a chocolate bar.
It's a riff on a chocolate bar. Oh, blah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys get it, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
No, it takes a minute to settle in, but I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well, as everyone can probably tell out there, we're a little delirious right now.
Yeah,
We've been recording for like 5 hours at this point. And,
the needle was in the red like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
It was in the red.
But, you know, I think that's when we get some of our best material.
Yeah, I know.
It's when we're just... on empty.
These are the episodes when I go back to edit them, it's like hearing them for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? You're just
blacking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is like a dream.
It's good
a dream.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
It's always a dream when you're having fun with your friends.
That's right. Time flies. You're having fun.
Yeah.
What are we listening to here?
Huh? So today we're going to be listening to a new song from the one and only Devin Townsend, the Canadian god of nerds.
There we go.
He's nerd god.
He's the nerd god. You guys familiar with the good old Devin?
No, I don't believe so.
Craig?
The name sounds super familiar. I don't know why.
He's been around for a while. He rose to notoriety as Steve Vai's vocalist when he was like 19 or 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
There we go.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s, he rose to notoriety. And, very young, he was selected to be Steve Vai's vocalist for one of his earlier solo albums.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Steve Vai was still like, yeah, I should have vocals on this.
And well, it was a thing, too.
He was kind
back
of a,
when he had integrity.
Back when he had integrity.
Come on. Don't oversell it.
Okay.
Oh, so what's he doing now?
Well, so after that, he started Strapping Young Lad. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No.
They're an interesting band. Very strange. And now he does his own solo stuff. He kind of got sober and clean, and he makes... a very strange variety of music. Sometimes it's funny. It definitely all falls into the most part like the metal and heavy rock.
Is he still a singer?
He's very much a singer. I would say that's his strength.
And he's an instrumentalist as well.
He plays the guitar.
He does, okay.
And composes the songs.
But he doesn't play on the album
No, he's very talented.
No, he is. Okay.
He produces his records.
No, I'm not questioning. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, you are.
You're cool.
I'm trying to
see. How
dare you? Is he Robert Plant? Is there a Robert Fripp that I'm listening to in the background or something?
No, he's a very... good musician.
Okay.
All around. Okay. Very, very talented.
Okay.
I would kind of, I think, you know, going along with Steve Vai, he's probably the closest thing to our modern day Frank Zappa. Yeah. But substitute avant-garde classical music with new age music, and then you pretty much have it.
Yeah. So there's some humor going on. There's some experimentation with a lot of different genres. And
he does love his new age, though.
But he does love his new age. And this is, that's kind of my reaction, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Yeah.
And while I always appreciate the stuff that he does, it can be a large hit or miss for me.
Yeah. Well, that's
a hit or shit for you.
Let's roll it while the enthusiasm is still.
You don't have any enthusiasm. Don't even lie. What?
No, but I'm not a negative enthusiasm.
Okay.
I mean, none is better than negative enthusiasm.
Well, so this we're gonna listen to a song off his newly released album called Empath.
Oh my goodness.
So, we're going to...
At least it's not introverted extrovert. At least it's not called that.
Hey.
That was probably a working title.
That's
so,
not even real.
Let's see. Let's listen to one of these shorter songs here. How about Spirits Will Collide? Yes. Okay. So we're going to listen to that. Spirits Will Collide by Devin Townsend. The words.
You feeling good? Feeling pretty good?
I'm feeling pretty. I just remembered something.
Yeah. Did you remember that death's not the end, Benny?
He just reminded me of that.
So you know what that song reminds me of? Is annoyingly positive people.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so my friend Jonas is in town. He's playing a show. He's playing a show tomorrow. And Jonas is a... I was hanging out with him this morning. He's a very lovely, positive person. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I really like about him is that his positivity doesn't go into that gross area of being overbearingly so. Because nothing makes me dislike a person more than unfettered positivity.
It's suspicious.
It is so suspicious. And like that feel goody butt rock execution and some of those lyrics was just a little too warm and fuzzy.
Oh boy.
For me.
Yeah.
A little too warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. No, I'm in full agreement with that assessment there. There was a line where there was this like, they were like, remember in the end that death is not the end or some. I'm pretty sure that was a lyric.
It was Meatloaf singing an ABBA song.
Yeah, that's actually a very accurate description.
And it
I feel like that should have been, it should be better though.
Yeah,
love singing ABBA should be pretty sweet.
But it was a bunch of Norwegian white ladies singing in the background, for sure.
Probably Canadians, to be honest.
Yeah,
and the vocal quality, he's no Meatloaf. He's no Meatloaf, just as far as, like, you just vocal ability. Like, you know, Meatloaf is a hard one to...
Not his best performance.
It's not his best performance. No. He is... I think a top-notch vocalist
say, like, it is kind of a breath of fresh air in a way, like, for coming from the outside and maybe even being like a little older and like not quite to that up with people thing, which I get. Like, for me though, it's like at least it's kind of got that Joe Satriani sort of thing to it. There's a little bit of that. There's like kind of this
God there was no bullshit guitar solo.
Right. That would have thrown it over the top.
And it's like a, you know, it's like the sort of classic 80s pop song chords and structure.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit more interesting thing with the...
There's some cool orchestration-y stuff. It sounded like he got like a live symphony. I'm pretty positive he did for this album. Like,
and it's cool. In the vocal mix at the end, like, oh my God, it's so like just swimming in like layers of women singing and trying to turn it into like this gospel, almost like they're trying to do like a Foreigner sort of thing, or breaking it down into that, like, you know, gospel choir thing, but they couldn't quite give up what they had going on before. They should have just went full cheese on it at times, and it would
Did
be a
not?
Little bit.
They went full
I think
cheese.
They could have went totally more show tune. It's still kind of held back from going all the way to like that Phantom of the Opera, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber sort of like thing. But it's so close. And if they would have went down to like turning that choir thing at the end to a cappella, like that would have been a real big jump in that direction. And that might have, I don't know if that would have helped or not, but it would have done something different.
I mean, I agree with what you said about the positivity thing, at least in like a hard rock or metal context, being a breath of fresh air, you know.
I like people trying new things in genres that don't really accept that, because I think that's generally like fun.
I just get such a yoga studio vibe out of this song. You know, like just like do your sun salutations.
You are loved.
Yeah.
You belong.
He's got such an Enya thing going on.
Well, somewhere there's like a parents group that is like, well, if your kids like heavy metal but you don't want them to like kill themselves, here's a list of albums, and this album is like the third one on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
You are loved. You belong.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's just, it. I don't know, man.
But I think
you can't knock the message. Like, yeah. That's just. You can't shoot it. You can't shoot the knees out from under it, but it's just like. It's just so hard to play. For me, just playing, having a distorted guitar, play the 1-6-5-1 chord progression. Like, it's just like so. It's just so corny. I'm just like that. I'm just being that fucking ass, but.
No, man,
it's really church rock, other than like the vocal mix kind
it's
of
holy
it's
fucking church rock, dude.
I mean, it is.
It is dripping, but it's like non-denominational secular church
rock. That's probably huge fucking money. That's probably huge fucking money. He's probably driving the money mobile to the bank and fucking filling it up.
Maybe
with
now.
Gold.
Maybe he's trying to do some worship music, and yeah, there is a fucking lot of money in that. Mm-hmm. But it was like,
I miss the
alien. The rock opera about the alien searching for the universe's best cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's what I miss.
Yeah, well. Yeah, he's had some great stuff that is much more silly. Like, this is like it's taking itself oddly seriously for a Devin Townsend song. There's usually a little bit more like Frank Zappa-y absurdity, whereas like this is like, oh shit.
Maybe
like
this is just super subtle.
Maybe. You know? I mean,
the absurdity is just sliced so thin on the absurdity that
paper
you just
thin.
Almost hate it to that point. But he's to the point where only the artist gets any enjoyment out of it. Everybody else thinks that it's legitimate. Just secretly, he's like,
no, I think, that's,
man, I'm
that's
pissing off. I'm pissing off those Satriani bands. Like, motherfucker.
This is an anthem for the self-care generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are loved. You belong. Death is not the end.
The merch table is just free trophies for everyone.
Oh, yeah, God. It's trophies. Drink the Kool-Aid. Christ is a cracker. You are loved.
Christ
and
is
you
a cracker.
Belong. And then Gene Loves Jezebel's coming.
Oh, this, yeah. Wow. Right,
what do we say, boys?
Yeah, I'm giving it a high shit. It's a high shit, but it's shit. It's shit.
It's trending towards
it's
what you're saying by a high shit?
It's, let's say that it's a...
It's like butt water?
No. It's a dried shit that is still... It's still shit, but it doesn't really... Got all of the stink to it of some of some God. Shit.
You mean it's a clean wipe?
It's a clean wipe, but it's a shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be a no for me, dog. It's gonna be a I'm in solid shit territory for me. Unfortunately, solid. I really don't like. I don't feel good about it.
I can't tell right now. Did you go into this thinking you were gonna like it, or did you go in and like no?
No. I mean. That's what I was saying with Devin Townsend. Like, there's times he'll surprise me. He's kind of, which is, I respect. I'm like, I never know what to expect. I have heard another single from this album that was way more crazy. And,
like that one. Okay.
I like that. The other one. Okay. Yeah. Because it was much more experimental. He was making more use of the symphony.
Did
and
it
whatnot.
Still have this Trans-Siberian Orchestra feel? Or
yeah,
like,
it did. Like we're all floating together through space and
yeah.
And
what's the Indian spaceship thing they say from the Vihana? Yeah, they're flying in that. That's what they're flying in this thing.
Yeah. The other one had a little bit more, I don't know, unpredictability, but it sounds like this one he just boiled
that
it
makes
down.
So much. He's basically trying to make a spiritualized album. That's what he was trying to do, because that's like, this is, the spiritualized is like the like secular gospel rock music on acid, but it's just not nearly as good.
Yeah.
At Charlie all. Manson without the murders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, like, this song is just, like, wants to be, like, all the world loves a little bit of love to take my pain away.
Yeah, that's
so, I like, so what are you going
to... I really like I think it's a clean wipe, you know? It's it's a shit. It's a, you took the Dukas, you took a wipe, it was clean, you flush, and you walk away. And you know what you do? Hot take, wash your hands after you poop.
Whoa. Oh, whoa, yeah. There.
Yeah. Hot take, if you're duking, you better be scrubbing.
Oh, watch out for this guy over here.
Wow, you're coming from way outside. Way outside.
Controversial opinions.
If you're removing fecal matter from your bum bum, make sure that you've properly disinfected your hands.
No matter how clean the wipe. So we got two clean wipes, and then we got like one just regular stinky, or is it going to be a mine was splatter? Is it a splatter?
It was a mess. It's like a cover the back of the bowl thing, you know.
It's a light beer evening sort of thing.
Yes, okay, yes.
Gotcha.
Light beer and pizza.
Oh, that's a good band name. Low Calorie Dump.
Dude, that's the next diarrhea song. Yeah. Low Cal Dump.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, and I don't feel good about it. I feel unclean.
Yeah. I feel like I'm killing one of my heroes.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah.
I'd love Devin Townsend.
Well, I'd more like he committed suicide, you know, sort of thing. He didn't kill him.
No, mean, it's just he like dropped like this new age album, I think, when we were in like high school.
Yeah.
And it was just like, he was doing like this like four album series, and one of them was like really cool. Mm-hmm. The other one was new age and kind of, you know, garbage. And then he released like this really awesome metal album called Deconstructed.
Yeah, that was sick.
Deconstruction?
Deconstruction, I think. Yeah.
That album was great because it was like long form songs, very, very influenced by, like, it's very symphonic. Like, literally, it's a symphony. It's like, has that structure, has that same development. And very things like whenever I've been on here, we do a hit or shit or something where we've been listening to metal a bunch. And like, we've always said this metal is stagnated, but.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Townsend doesn't care. He has a fan base that is just willing to follow him wherever, and ends up like coming out with like things that are actually really, really cool, really like groundbreaking. And when you hear this stuff, you're just like, nobody in your circle, which you may not have, and fine if you don't, nobody said no. Nobody said not, like, this is just never gonna age well, but maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe this is not, we're not the audience. This is not who this isn't it for. Cause it's like, if he just went and toured Unitarian churches, he'd be killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or not really. They don't have any money, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that, it could be a Christmas tune. Almost, it's got that Christmas sort of.
Yeah, just needed like the jingle bells and stuff.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, rocker.
You
Christmas.
Are loved. You belong.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. No, we need to have the shit. I mean,
I know.
The shit's come along. I can't remember another that like really.
I just feel like I keep peddling the metal
the like
you
this
know?
One.
I keep
know?
Peddling metal, and it's increasingly disappointing.
I think the future of this segment just has to be staying relevant. You gotta just listen to the crappy ass pop songs and shit on those.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're just burying metal into it. You're just piling more dirt on its grave, and it's not good.
Like, but metal's always been that way. It's that cafeteria that, like, it's only good on, like, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays when they're serving pizza and, you know, the sloppy Joe. You know, the rest of the time, it's soggy fucking fish sticks and fucking, you know, hush puppies. It's awful.
Okay.
You know, but the good stuff is really good. You can eat a lot of it because it's really good. Mm-hmm. But for every good one that percolates to the top, there's a lot of, you know. So to have, like, can you imagine doing, like, a weekly metal, you'd get really depressed about the state of it. But I think you'd get really depressed about any genre of music because I think most genres of music are like that.
Right.
But man, that cutoff for metal is a really steep cliff, you know, where it kind of, and then it's fucking bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Well. Well. Well, on that that note, on that note, I'm making a mental note to maybe steer into some more papula genres. More papula genres that maybe, you know.
I'm papula genres.
Papi Jean.
Papi Jean's popular pizza. What do you want? What do you want? It's popular genre.
Everything. Papula genre. Yeah, you want what you want on that? You want some trap beats, you know? Oh, yeah, some beats on
that. Auto-tune, you know.
A little auto-tune. A little fresh auto-tune on the Papa Jean.
Hey, well, I'll tune that right up for you.
Hey.
It's Papa Jean.
Good Lord. All right. I am...
Well, we have to pull the plug on this.
We
got to
immediately.
Frenzy.
No, this is good. This has been fun. Even when we're shitting on things, I'm having a good time. Oh,
yeah.
Look,
and so if you want to like confirm that we are indeed being fair to this, you can get onto our Spotify and go to our playlists and you can find this song on there. If I can muster the moral courage to put it onto a Spotify list that I'm somehow attached to.
You know what I think? You know what I think? I think when Aaron and I leave, I think, God, I'm sorry. Fucking,
man.
Yeah, someone is fucking free. Yeah. Someone's just blowing me up right now. I think when Aaron and I leave, Craig is about to jam this song a few times.
Yeah.
And be like, you are loved.
I've got a white graduation robe. I'm ready to go. I'm going
to
put it on.
He's ready to drink that Kool-Aid.
I knew it.
The gold leaf laurel, put that on.
You're trying to get on
around
that spaceship, you know? Mm-hmm. The world's ending. You belong.
Well, everyone out
you
there.
You fuckers will be sorry when I'm on the spaceship. I'll tell you what. You'll be jealous as shit.
That's
jealous
what they
as
all
shit.
Say. That's what they
Won't
all say.
Won't sound so cheesy then to you.
Well, if you've made it this far in the episode, you are a fucking champion.
Seriously.
And we love you, and we would encourage you to visit iTunes and rate and review and like and subscribe and share with your friends and your family.
Yeah, don't steer it into a tree. Just just keep listening to us.
Keep listening.
Yeah, keep going.
You made it this far.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
Yeah, what do you
just
got to lose?
Just hang out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Go for it.
Yeah, you could be one of the guys who liked it before. It's cool.
We believe in you.
We do. And we also have a Gmail if you want to listen to this song and tell us what you think about it and like how wrong and biased we are. That's cool. You can hit us up at idtu.podcast@gmail.com. As Craig said, you can listen to the song on our Spotify playlists. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Just search Idiots Discuss the Universe. You'll find all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Aaron, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you know Papula Genre delivers.
Papula Genre always delivers. Yes, that's right. So from now on, we're going to do a little bit more of the Papula Genre. And, you know, try to keep it a little bit more
square. We got lots of genres. We can do the Latin. We can do... Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna branch out. We're going to branch out. Cause
we can branch out.
I'm tired of shitting on poor little Metal here.
We've been pretty nice to Metal.
No, you're right. I think it's kind of when... Aaron's here.
No, we
well,
do.
It's just been like a coincidence, honestly.
He brings
like,
a cloud to the hit or shit Metal selection somehow. Well, Not on purpose. But
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's forsaken me. It's what I grew up loving, and now it's...
You are loved! Yeah, you can see what it's turned into. Well, everyone,
let's listen
another...
to some noise music.
Oh, well.
You guys want to smoke cigarettes and listen to some Death Grips? Sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a good time.
All right, let's fucking shut it down.
Shut it down.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.